Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Olive Ocampo at ating pag-uusapan ang mga unang hakbang na sinagawa nila para sa kanilang pagsasarili at pagtatag ng mas magandang kinabukasan. Magandang araw, Olive!
Hi!
Salamat.
How are you?
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Okay lang.
So, congratulations! Magsisimula na kayo mag-build ng partner mo?
Yes. Thank you. Next week. It's very exciting.
Exciting nga. So, kung di ako nagkakamali, una kayong nag-decision kayo na tumira sa labas ng Melbourne.
Yep, kasi yun lang yung affordable, yung price ng land at house. Otherwise, we can't afford if it's in Melbourne.
So, pero magtatrabaho pa rin kayo sa Melbourne?
That's our plan, but if we're gonna find like a proper job there, then it'd be better if we work in Geelong.
So, bakit Geelong?
Kasi firstly, it's affordable yung price. Tapos we like to live near the beach. So that, yeah, we like the area.
So kaya kasalukuyang umuupa.
Yeah.
Malaki ba ang difference ng upa sa pagbayad ng sa mortgage repayments?
No. So, mga $200 lang yung difference.
Mas mahal so, yung mortgage repayment.
Yes, mas mahal yung mortgage repayment, but our apartment unit, it's only one bedroom, like maliit lang yung space. We have no backyard. We have no like proper parking area. So it's better, like the house is better than like $200, paying $200 more sa mortgage is not really like much of a difference anyway.
Konting tipid lang sa shopping.
Yeah, correct.
So Olive, ano yung nagbigay sa inyo ng parang this is it, kailangan na talaga nating mag-apply ng home loan?
Firstly, yung first home owner's grant sa government, kasi we don't want to miss that chance. So like, what if next election they're gonna change it or whatever? So we just wanted to grab that opportunity, and also like at the moment it's still affordable. Like in Geelong, like maybe in the next few years Geelong will be more expensive because it's a growing area, and then you have to live like farther from Melbourne City. So that's why we wanted to grab this chance.
So, 'di ba pag may mga home loan, kapag may home loan, kailangan din may down payment.
Yeah.
So malaki ba yung inipon ninyo para makapag-down? Kasi 'yun yung isa sa mga bagay-bagay kung bakit marami ang nahihirapang mag-apply para home loan dahil wala silang pang-down.
Yeah, that was the biggest challenge, but with the first homeowner's grant as well, now you can just give like 10% deposit of your mortgage. I think now it's like 5%, so which is even better. But yeah, so we had to save 50,000 initially, but because of the first homeowner's grant, we were able to save like 20,000. So we just needed 30,000
so
deposit.
Kailangan lang ninyo ng $30,000 deposit para sa bagong bahay. Magkaroon ba ng difference dahil sa labas ng Melbourne kayo nagpatayo o pinili ninyong tumira sa pag-apply ng home loan?
I don't think it makes a difference, but the first homeowner's grant, because Geelong is considered to be regional area, so if you buy out in a regional area, you get 20,000 first homeowner's grant, a grant instead of 10. So we get 10,000 extra.
So isa 'yon sa mga bagay-bagay kung bakit na
yes,
convince
yes.
kayo na Geelong na.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So, ano yung mga ginawa ninyo na pagpaplano kung saan yung dahil sinabi nyo nga dahil mahal na sa Melbourne, pero nung pumipili kayo sa Geelong, ano yung mga kinonsider ninyo na mga bagay-bagay sa pagpili niyo ng location?
Number one, it wasn't too far from Geelong CBD. And close to the train station, so our property will be just 5 minutes from a train station. Tapos, it's a new estate as well. So, Armstrong Creek is a big, like, it's a developing area. So it's not like the, I'm sorry to say, like, dodgy part of Geelong. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like new houses, new estates. So, yeah, like, safety, important point din yon sa pagpili namin ng, ano, ng location.
At sinabi mo nga, no, malapit sa trend dahil hindi nyo pa iniisip o hindi nyo pa napag-desisyonan kung maghahanap kayong trabaho sa Geelong o patuloy kayo sa Melbourne.
Like, correct. Like, when we move, hindi ako mapapressure na I have to find a work straight away in Geelong. Like, I can still, like, train, work in the city and take the train for an hour.
Ngayon ba, nagtatrabaho ka sa city?
Yeah, sa city. So, Melbourne CBD.
Gaano katagal yung commute mo mula bahay papunta sa trabaho?
Now?
Yes.
Public transport, like, I can just take the tram around 30 minutes. Drive, mga 20 minutes.
So, all in all, 50 minutes ang commute mo?
Oh, no, only half an hour.
Half an hour. So,
yeah.
So, pag titira ka sa Geelong, madadagdagan lang yun ng kalahating oras? Kasi isang oras lang, hindi ba?
Yeah, mga 1 hour. So, I think I've never tried taking the train to Geelong, but I've heard it's like around an hour.
So, tinulungan mo kayo ng mga magulang ninyo? Kasi Pinoy yung mga magulang mo, hindi ba? Tumulong ba sila sa pag-ipon ninyo para sa deposit?
No. So, kasi both kami na partner ko immigrants and our parents are still... mine's in the Philippines, he's Italian, so it's nasa Italy. So we basically no help from our parents at all. Like, we really save our deposit for ourselves.
So ano yung mga ginawa ninyong pagtitipid para makuha o maipon yung deposit?
Number one, I think you really have to have a savings account. So what we did is, on our, like, when we get paid, we deduct straight away like a savings, like a percentage of our pay directly to our savings account. So, like, we don't spend that money.
So, disiplina.
Get paid, yeah.
Kayo kumakain sa labas, hindi kayo may budget ba kayo pang shopping?
Budget, yeah. Budget talaga. Because for both of us, like, we spend a lot eating out and also like impulsive shopping. So we really had to like budget and like we avoid eating out a lot. And also like when you shop, you really have to think like if you really need it or not. Because we have to budget like every month we have to save this amount of money so we can reach our deposit.
Gaano katagal niyo pinag-ipunan?
2 years.
2 years. So, hindi rin siya ganun katagal. Hindi ba? Kung determinado ka.
I had to save a lot. Like, I think I had to save around 40% of my pay.
Disiplina talaga.
A lot of discipline, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Kasi may goal ka.
Yeah, tapos I thought na like we had to sacrifice a lot of our lifestyle or like we couldn't travel at all, but within 2 years, we were able to go overseas.
Wow, yung nga yung sasabihin ko, so siguro hindi ka umuwi ng 2 years. Yung pala, nakalabas ka pa rin.
Yeah, I thought so. So both of us, we really thought like, no more traveling and like, this would be like difficult. But it wasn't that hard actually.
So
I think you really just need to budget your priorities.
So if I might ask, are you in your 20s or your 30s?
30s, early 30s, both of us.
Early 30s kayo ng partner mo. Marami ba sa mga kaibigan ninyo o kakilala na nasa ganong edad ay nag-iipon din para sa kanilang mga bahay o marami pa rin yung umuupa?
Half-half actually. So, kasi yung, half are like buying now and half are still renting. I think it depends din like sa situation.
Okay.
Kasi some of them already like have kids, so I think they're still trying to like maybe save for a house.
Sa karanasan mo, sa experience mo, mas maganda kasi wala ka masyadong i-consider, hindi ba?
Correct. Yeah, like yung gastos mo, like you can save a lot because you don't have a lot of like expenses.
Nahirapan ka ba sa bureaucracia o madali lang?
Super madali, which was surprising. Kasi yung first homeowner's grant, they have a website. Just Google first homeowner's grant. Tapos you can basically check if you're eligible. And tapos may broker din kami. So we just filled in the form. Tapos yung broker na ang nag-submit lahat ng documents namin. Tapos ganun lang, walang issues.
So dumali siya dahil may tagapangasiwa.
Broker. Oh. Yes, correct.
Yung broker ba binayaran ninyo?
We don't pay them, or the bank will pay them. Oh,
so wala kang nilabas na fee sa broker mo?
No. Kasi yung broker, they'll apply a mortgage for you. Tapos if they get that mortgage, if you get approved by a bank, so the bank will pay them basically.
So hinanda mo lang lahat ng documents na kailangan.
Yep. So we didn't pay for a broker.
Congratulations, Olive, at good luck sa inyong panibagong yugto sa buhay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.